I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, July 4. Coming up, government monitoring Brexit opportunities and implications. Transport Minister meets with Trans-Jamaica Highway for improved travel packages. And Education Ministry begins training for 12,000 teachers. The details after the break.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the government continues to monitor the possible opportunities and implications for Jamaica following Britain's decision to leave the European Union EU. Senator Johnson-Smith says the ministry, through its Foreign Trade Department, is consulting with representatives from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation and academics in this regard. She was responding to questions raised after reading a statement on the implications of the United Kingdom's vote to leave the European Union during the sitting of the Senate at Gordon House on July 1. Senator Johnson-Smith, who is leader of government business in the upper house, said forecasts about bilateral implications were speculative. She notes that apart from anticipated initial market impact, nothing conclusively suggests that any long-term negative effects would result from the United Kingdom UK's decision. She further points out that Britain's pending withdrawal from the EU was among the matters for discussion during the 37th CARICOM Heads of Government Conference in Georgetown, Guyana, from July 4 to 6.
We will be taking the opportunity to examine this matter and to start to chart a way forward amidst all the uncertainties.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is leading Jamaica's delegation to the 37th CARICOM Heads of Government Conference in Georgetown, Guyana. The conference got underway today, July 4, and is being co-hosted by the Government of Guyana and the CARICOM Secretariat. It will cover a range of topics including regional security, CARICOM-Cuba relations, Brexit, free movement and facilitation of travel within the Caribbean community, among other issues. The Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with several leaders in CARICOM in an effort to strengthen relations and cooperation, as well as to consider pertinent CARICOM issues. He will also have bilateral discussions with special guest to the meeting, Michelle Bachelet, President of Chile. Mr. Holness will return to the island on Friday, July 8. During his absence, Minister without portfolio in the office of the Prime Minister, Dr. Horace Chang, will be in charge of government. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry is consulting with Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited, TJH, for improved travel packages in light of Highway 2000's toll increase. Minister Henry says he is aware of the impact the new toll rates is having on users of the highway, noting that the developer has kept the increases below the capped total. Though the new rates are in keeping with the tolling policy agreement of June 2008, Minister Henry is exploring the possibility of a two-year time frame for increases instead of the current annual system. He points out that he was successful in moving the application period from 6 months to the current one-year period, but it would be more beneficial to users of the highway if the period between increases is longer. Minister Henry says TJH should explore options including offering improved frequent user discounts and more TTAG promotions. The transport minister also says he is pleased with the response of the developers so far, but wants continuous dialogue to arrive at a mutually beneficial consensus. And training for more than 12,000 teachers in the public and private sectors got underway on Monday as the Ministry of Education prepares for the rollout of the new curriculum for primary and secondary schools. The National Standards Curriculum replaces the revised primary curriculum and the National Curriculum for Grades 7 to 9, formerly referred to as the Reform of Secondary Education, rose. Training for teachers in Regions 1 and 2, which comprise Kingston and St. Andrew, Portland, St. Mary and St. Thomas, started on Monday. Training for teachers in the remaining four regions will continue next week through to early August. This year, the training will target primary level educators who teach grades 1 and 4 and secondary school teachers who cater to grades 7 to 9. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.